Now, our first speaker this evening, I'm just really grateful for her and my recovery. And I just really glad that she can share our story, her story with us tonight. And she'll share experience, strength, and hope for about 20 minutes. And we've already know that Marganne will let you know when there's 5 minutes left. And I'd like to welcome our first speaker tonight from West Sacramento, Carlin M.
Hello, birthday party! Woo! My name is Carlin and I am a compulsive overeater! Oh my gosh, I've never been so grateful to be a compulsive overeater as I am right now. It is so great to see everybody's faces. Are we recording the video part? Okay, great. Cause I look fabulous, but this is super weird. I really want to see you, like hear you and, you know, if somebody farts or whatever and I can't. So that's super weird, but I'm going to, turn this over to a power greater than me. And a practice what is kind of my theme right now and what I thought I would talk about if I run out of stuff to talk about, and that is Tradition 5. And Tradition 5 says that every group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. And I practice this in an individual way. And so I'll hopefully swing back around and talk about that. But all I got to do today, no matter what happens, all I have to do today is carry the message of OA. That's all I got to do. It can be a bad day. It can be a hard day. It can be a day where I really don't want you to know what I had for lunch because it's just not something I'm super excited about ever doing again. It can be whatever day it is, and I can lay my head on the pillow at the end of this day. Sorry. Whew, okay. 20 minutes of sobbing. Here we go. I can lay my head on my pillow, and I can know that I am a member of Overeaters Anonymous in good standing because I was abstinent today. And I carried the message of OA. And I don't know about you, but I didn't lay my head on the pillow and know that I was anything other than stupid and broken and shamed and fat and ugly inside and out. That's what I came to this group with. And you have given me a purpose in my life that has made the size of my genes the least important thing in the world. The least important thing. And when I came to you, it was the most important thing. I was 20, God, I don't know. Let's see. Let's start with the day. I went to my first meeting of Overeaters Anonymous on November 9th, 1988. So I was 24 years old, and I 25 years old, and I wanted to die, and I had a plan, and my plan was to drive into those big yellow things on a freeway when this splits off into two different directions, and I was going to drive into those and kill myself, and I honestly don't know why I didn't do it. I'm glad I didn't, but I don't know why. And the only reason that I was going to do that is because of numbers, the numbers on the inside of my genes. Well, I didn't even fit in jeans. Well, let me be honest. The number inside my stretchy pants, the number on the scale. That was what ruled my life. The number that I had lost recently and that I had regained with a rebate, as we used to say in LA when I started. And because of those numbers, I had no usefulness in the world to myself. I was just waiting to die. My last best idea was to eat the crinkly wrappy things that we hand out to kids on Halloween. Well, you hand them out to kids. I pretend to hand them out to kids and get irritated if they actually get any of mine. And I did actually that Halloween, 9 days before I came to Overdose Anonymous, I yelled at a kid because they asked for two. I'd had about, God knows, 36, 76, I don't even know, at least an entire bag, if not more. And I yelled at them, how rude. That is so rude. And that's who I was. I was mean and hurt and scared and full of shame. And that was my best idea. So 9 days later, I had a counselor, and I went to the counselor. I'm sorry, I also have really bad ADD, and I just noticed something in my house that totally needs to be moved. It is out of place. This is so weird. Okay, so, wow, I'm not going to move that. That's going to be recovery. So I went to my counselor and I said, I think I have a problem with food. And I honestly, she rolled her eyes like, oh, thank God. Thank God. And she suggested that I go to a meeting of Overeaters Anonymous. And I lived in Pasadena and there was a meeting on Wednesday night. And I lived in the South Park, the bad part of Pasadena. And the meeting was in the nice part of Pasadena, which is on the other side of the freeway. And I drove across the freeway, and I'd never been there before because of the nice part of Pasadena. There aren't any fast food restaurants, so there's really no reason to go to the nice part of Pasadena. And I drove up the street, and I went to this church where the meeting was supposed to be, and the meeting wasn't there. And there was a guy, and he was vacuuming or cleaning something. And I said, where's the OA meeting? And we quickly figured out that we did not speak any of the same languages together at the same moment. And so I was about to leave, and this woman bounced down the stairs. She's about my age. She looked like she's my age, and she bounced down the stairs. It was in a basement. I was standing in a basement. And she bounced down the stairs, and she says, oh, are you here for the OA meeting? And I said, yes. And I looked at her, and I hated her immediately. Why? Because she was whatter than me, thinner than me. So I hated her instantly, and she said, let's go. I know where it is. Let's go to the meeting. It'll be fun. I was like, flick you, sister. Like, she's nice and she's thin. Damn it. So, of course, I'm a people pleaser, which is, you know, like totally what I am. I'm saying, oh, sure. So I got in my car and I followed her to this bank. It was in a parking lot of a bank. And she gets out of the car, and she waves, and she walks into the bank, and I walk into the bank. And by the way, outside the door of the room where we were meeting, where this meeting was a gigantic pig. And I thought, well, these people have a sense of humor. It was a piggy bank, but it was like this gigantic pig. And so I walked into that meeting. And I heard something that changed my life from that minute to this minute. I heard, Carlin, you do not have to compulsively overeat today if you don't want to. Never occurred to me that I didn't have to. And it, of course, never occurred to me that all I had to do was this 24 hours. Life-changing, remarkable, miraculous words. Since that moment, from that moment to this moment, 8 o'clock on a Wednesday night, November 9th, 1988, I have been abstinent. From that moment to this moment. And I have been, the other thing that I have been, which is incredible to me, is that I have had a purpose. And my purpose is to carry the message of Overeaters Anonymous to those who still suffer. You gave me a solution and you gave me a job, and I needed a job. I needed a job. I needed a job that would help me to feel the beauty and the love that I am, and to let go of the shame and the self-hate that I was. I needed that job really badly. And from that moment to this moment, I have been on my way to a meeting. That's how I live my life, is that whatever I'm doing, wherever I am, whatever is going on, I'm on my way to the next meeting. And because of that, I have been able to do my job and remain abstinent for these 24 hours. If you are new in OA or renewed or feeling new, every single person in this room right now, unless your camera's off, which, hey, I get it. If your camera's off and you're binging right now, every single person in this room is abstinent right now. And just like that job that you gave me, where all I have to do is carry this message. That's all I got to do. I don't have to worry about anything else, not the finances, not the love interests, not the politics, I don't have to worry about anything else. That's a gift that we never have to give back. We never, ever have to give back that gift of abstinence. I wanted to say welcome to Marlene and Andrea and Linda and Nancy, who are new here tonight. And welcome from a million miles away, which is so flicking cool about this really difficult time. Karen and Leslie and Becca and Teresa and Amy and JM and Laura and Lars and Finn, Val and Sandy and Susanna. Welcome. So glad you're here. Oh, my gosh. And I wanted to say thank you to Judy B. and Richard and Rosalie and Nico and Tom H. and Wendy and Hope and Judy L. because you were here when I moved to Sacramento. And you were so beautifully kind to me and everybody. And there were meetings here, and there was abstinence here, and there was recovery here. And there was a place where I began to find myself and who I really am. And since I've been here in Sacramento, some crazy stuff has happened. And for example, I had a pregnancy, and my face went completely paralyzed. And so I would be in meetings like this, and I would talk like this, and I couldn't smile and I couldn't laugh. And in the meeting, you'd hear, ho, 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 and you couldn't tell anybody was smiling, and that was weird. And then I had a child, and then that child was diagnosed with autism. And then I had another child. And then I gained weight because I was pregnant, and then I lost weight. And then I had a nervous breakdown, and then I went to the hospital, and then I went on some medication, and then the doctor said, oh, no, that medication won't cause you to gain weight. And then about 15 years later, they said, oh, guess what? Yeah, it did. That's true. And I gained weight in OA, which is really hard because people will come up to you in meetings and say, how can you say you're abstinent when you're gaining weight? And I would say, I don't know, but I am for sure. Oh, and I do know, actually, and I'll say that in a minute. And then I was married, and then I wasn't married. Then I had cancer for 10 years. And then I gained more weight. Oh, by the way, there's two kinds of cancer, apparently, that I have. And one of them you lose weight on the treatment, and one of them you gain weight on the treatment. Guess what kind I have? And so I gained weight again. And it's really, really hard in OA for me to gain weight. And then I went to graduate school And that was super stressful, and I lost weight. I would not use that as a weight loss plan. And now I have a new career, and I'm 58 years old, and it's life is really weird, and it's really amazing and beautiful, and it's really hard. And I will tell you that that what OA has given me is an ability to say, well, I'll tell you what I said to my sponsor the other day. I said that I am feeling more comfortable in my skin than I ever have in my life. Now, as Rebecca used to say, I definitely want to be standing in front of you in a white thong bikini. That is exactly my plan for 32 years of abstinence.
Carlin, you have 5 more minutes.
Thank you. Duh, that's what I want to be wearing. I want to be that. Like, I got something on my phone today about Kim Kardashian in a bathing suit. I don't even know how I got it. I don't even know who Kim Kardashian is. I want that. That's what I want. I want to walk in a room and have every single person fall on the ground because they cannot believe how flicking gorgeous I am. That's who I am, my friends. Resentful, jealous, competitive, self-centered. Yes, that's who I am. I get to live with that girl every single day today because of abstinence. I get to live with somebody who wants that and love me and be me exactly what I look like and feel comfortable with that. I'm going to close with this. The job that you gave me to carry the message came with this beautiful way to do that job, and that is abstinence. And abstinence is the action of refraining from compulsive overeating. And working towards or maintaining a healthy body weight. And the action of refraining from compulsive overeating is the key for me to living in my skin and to having this beautiful job that's in our fifth tradition. Just like any action that I'm doing, any action that I do, it is made up of many smaller actions. Many, many smaller actions make the one action. When I go pee in a minute, because I really have to pee, I'm going to have to push back my chair. I'm going to have to stand up. I'm going to have to walk over there. I'm going to have to sit, right? Lots of many actions. So the action of refraining from compulsive overeating is made up for me of 12 steps, 12 traditions, and 9 tools. One of those is a food plan. One. So if I am in OA and I'm having a day where I am focused on, I shouldn't, I need to, I got to, more, less, I am only practicing 1/32nd of the program of Overeaters Anonymous. And so my sponsors and my sponsees and I and the program has helped me learn that when I'm focused on that one thing, just like I was when I came to you, when I am focused on a number, I am missing 32, whatever it is, I can't remember the number, other amazing opportunities to get myself into the action of refraining. I can work a step. I can make a phone call. I can take a phone call. I can read literature. I can work a tradition. I'll end with this. I came back from a meeting. I was living with a person who was having a gigantic party. And the party was centered around those things that they sell at Little Caesars. And there was about 9 of them in the house. And I walked through past 9 of those things to the phone, because back then phones were in one place in the house on the wall. And I picked up the phone and I called this lady that had given me her number. And she talked to me for 45 minutes about how her cat was an alcoholic, about her uncle and her cousin and her brother, and I couldn't get off the phone. I'm a people pleaser. Yeah, I got to go. Oh, God, yeah, tell me about your aunt, for sure. And 45 minutes into this call, she says, I can't talk to you anymore. Yeah, I got things to do, and she hung up on me. And I walked out of that room where the phone is, and all of those things were gone. Gone. That lady that took me to my first meeting, I never saw her again. I don't know. I don't even know if she was real. But I know that when I'm on my way to the next meeting, when I am using the tools of Overeaters Anonymous, when I am practicing the tools and the steps and the traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I am refraining. I am in the action of refraining that I am the luckiest girl in the world because I am with you. And together we are refraining from compulsive overeating. Thank you.